convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things. And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Jury selection began today at the trial for Noor Salman. Now, she's the widow of the Pulse nightclub shooter. Salman faces charges of aiding and abetting terrorism and obstruction of justice charges. Bob Bianchi is a criminal defense attorney. He says these obstruction charges seem to be a slam dunk.
On the obstruction charge, I think she's done because she admitted to lying to the government. So I think that's an easy case.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf responded yesterday after she was criticized by the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement for issuing warnings last weekend about possible immigration raids. Let's take a listen to her response.
Continue to feel confident that what I did was the right thing and it was legal. I did not give specific information that could have endangered law enforcement. I encourage people to not panic, but to know their rights, to know their responsibilities, and to know about the unique resources that are available in this community.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia has tested an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that cannot be intercepted. The technological breakthrough could dramatically increase Russia's military capacity and boost the Kremlin's global position around the world. But is Putin serious? Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says...
It's hard to tell. I mean, he says he has it. I'm sure our intelligence knows if he does or doesn't, if it is or isn't invincible. But I think the big thing to realize, people think that we have this ability to defend against ICBMs. We're testing it. We have the ability maybe to intercept something like a rogue North Korean missile. But there's no way if the Russians launch all their missiles at us that we'd be able to defend ourselves and vice versa.
Nearly half the states in the country are filing suit against Obamacare. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
20 states have asked a federal court in Texas to hold the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate unconstitutional because the tax that penalized anyone who did not carry health insurance has been repealed. The filing also asks that the court find the entire health care law unconstitutional, but if not, to amend the law by repealing the mandate. The filing is largely based on the argument that the repeal of the law's tax penalties effectively does away with a key reason the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law in a case in 2012. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are back.
We are back. We are in it, folks. Listen, I've got a long list of stuff to go over, but let me start with Oprah joins the Cloonies in supporting the Florida Students' Gun Control March. Miles Bauer, what say you on that topic?
More of the same.
It is more of another nothing burger?
Yeah, it didn't really stick out to me. I mean, oh boy, some more Hollywood folks are clamoring with the left wing.
Let me tell you what jumped out to me, though, because it wasn't more of the gun control mantra, and I'm with you on that, by the way. My eyes glaze over. They're talking about bump stocks. That wasn't involved in any of the shootings except for one, supposedly. And they're talking about all kinds of things that absolutely have nothing to do with any of it. But the gun issue aside, what took me a little bit is that there's other clamorings on the internet that suggests that George Clooney is gearing up for a 2020 run. Have you been watching that?
Yeah, I saw that, and I'm not buying into that. And to kind of add in on that, I saw briefly where Trump's asking DOJ to get bump stocks banned.
Right.
And I'm seeing that as more symbolic
right.
than right. anything with any true meat.
I've got that on the list for somewhere in the show, but I don't disagree with you. But I also see notes that they're calling for enhanced background checks. Which is, it sounds really wonderful, and it's hard to argue with, except for, as always, the devil is in the detail. We'll get to that, but are you flatly suggesting that George Clooney is not gearing up for a run? And the only reason I smile when I say that, folks, is that we've heard for the better part of a year that Oprah Winfrey was going to run, and in fact, our sometimes co-host Ludwig von Wiedendorski has sat through both of the 60-minute sessions with her and had the opportunity to ask her. And I got to tell you, while she was saying no, her answer sounded pretty squishy. And all of a sudden, I see her and Clooney on a national-level political push. By the way, he's throwing $500,000 into this march against guns. So, I mean, he just sold some business for $1 billion. Literally, so he's very well funded and appears to be ramping for something. Now, we've always known he's an ideologue. Maybe he's just contributing to his ideology. Who knows? But you don't believe either are a candidate? Is that where you're at on that?
No, I'm thinking that the press is viewing Trump as this apprentice guy.
Right.
And he was associated with reality TV. So I think that the press is infatuated with this idea, oh, well, we've got celebrities, too, from our side of the aisle, and
sure.
they're all thinking about running for president now that Donald Trump has made it to the presidency. And I think that it's just more of, you know, they just don't buy into the presidency of Donald Trump.
No, they don't, because they're going to spend every day looking for someone that they can put up to the public. And that goes to your point. Here's our answer. When I look at it from the outside, I'm George Clooney. I dislike him so much. He's not welcome on my television set. And it's not because of his acting. I don't think he's a great actor, but it's because of his political engagement. It's the thing that we've talked about throughout the show's history, that when these folks take this, in fact, Ludwig warned Oprah directly and personally on that. As soon as you start taking positions on the issues, your audience divides. And so I didn't used to mind George Clooney until I knew he was an enemy of mine on every single issue that I could find him writing on. I say enemy, political enemy, not figuratively more than that. But to your point on guns, if they eliminated all guns, if Clooney and Oprah and Obama and those folks got their way, if they were able to eliminate the Second Amendment and do a gun confiscation, and by the way, folks, I'm not trying to be shrill, that's what they actually want. I know that. I've heard it. I've been told it firsthand. So if they achieve that, Miles, do you think that that would resolve our murders by maniacs problem in the United States?
Obviously not.
But they seem to think if we take away this one tool, life will be so much better. They really genuinely believe that. And to me, it's sad. It's laughably sad that they believe that. And I can't tell, and I'm being honest when I ask this question, I can't tell if they're just using this topic to foment anger, frustration, and fear that keeps that element of the left ginned up and writing checks, by the way. I can't tell if it's that or if they actually believe this idiocy, because it asks you to pretend that all of the murders and mass murders that have ever happened in history, that they all wouldn't have happened if there just weren't firearms. And it's just patently ignorant to think that. What do you think? Are they fomenting fear, or do they believe this nonsense?
Let me ask you a question, Mike.
All right.
This goes to something that's very close to my home, because I live in Chicago.
Right.
We have some of the most strict gun laws in the country, yet I'm about 10 miles away from the south side of Chicago.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. If we had a full-on ban, end of the Second Amendment, everything's confiscated, do you believe that the problems going on the south side of Chicago, would be gone overnight?
Absolutely, because if I follow the rhetoric of your mayor, the Honorable Rahm Emanuel, he blames all of those murders. And by the way, the last I saw the number, we talked about it early in the week, was 239. And the media, we're not going to talk about them because that doesn't fit our narrative. And I think that for them not to address that is probably the most in-your-face racism that I've seen from our mainstream media, because those folks in Chicago that are killing each other are black. And for the media not to address the loss of life there tells you who they really are. But to answer your question, no. Obviously, the absence of firearms, there is no firearms legally owned there. That tells you that murderers that are using firearms really don't give a rat's butt about your laws. That's what that tells you. But in the case of mass murders in schools, I submit to you that that is a separate issue and has to do everything to do with the mental health industry and how our FBI and law enforcement connect the dots. They're not connecting the dots, and the mental health industry is focused on funding and not on mental health. That's clearly the issue. Funding or mental health, whichever you're focused on, is what you're going to get. They're getting funding. It's evident beyond doubt. We see 39 contacts with the police, 2 specific and separate contacts with the FBI about this guy, and it's the gun's fault. If we just took away the gun, that's patently ignorant. It's boldly ignorant, in-your-face ignorant. So no, to answer your question, that's nonsense. Can I tell you a short story? We've got 2 minutes left before break. Woman comes into Renegade River this week. By the way, folks, Renegade River is a sporting goods store that, yes, has a federal firearms license and sells firearms. They are the sponsor of this show. And so a woman comes in. She says, I just would like to ask a few questions, certainly. She says, do you have any AKs in inventory? Oh, certainly, there's 2 right behind you. First, she's aghast. Then she's curious. Can I pick them up? Absolutely. So these things are semi-automatic, aren't they? No, they're not. Then she goes from that conversation on to ARs. I said, stop. Those are not assault rifles. That's your U.S. Marines. This is a civilian thing. It's just a hair more powerful than my Ruger 10/22, chambered in .22 caliber. And she's aghast. Finally, she says, well, listen, I'm very left. I just came out, and I said, listen, I'm really thrilled that you did this, because it's nice to see someone ask questions rather than just parrot what the media said. I had a fairly nice, although brief, conversation with her, because I said, and let me tell you a little bit more. When they tell you that's an assault rifle, they want you to contribute $100 to protect you from that. And the other side tells you, they tell our side, give us $100 to protect us from your side. I said, ma'am, the only thing that's really taken place is both sides got $100. That's all we're getting out of this. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Her hand's flaming in the air. I don't want to hear that. You have a nice dog, but I've got to go. Okay, then. I tell you that story because, Miles, they don't want to know. They just don't want to know what this is about. It's way easier than that. We've got to go to a break, though, Miles. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothco outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And I mean that when I say proudly.
Amen. That's the facts of it. Listen, folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer, my co-host, and I, big long list of things to go over. But before we jump any further, Miles, you're calling in this morning from where?
Great state of Minnesota and beautiful downtown Minneapolis.
Listen, I ask for our Riverside, California, and our Jackson, Mississippi listeners. What's the temperature there, Miles?
We have made it to a balmy high of 3 degrees so far today, kids.
So I'm sure the folks listening to us in Riverside, California, are thinking, okay, you conservatives make fun of California, but it's warm here. I'm sure that's what they're thinking, and it's hard to blame them for that thought. Listen, on to the news front. Did you see where Pelosi was heckled for her wealth?
No.
Hecklers confront Pelosi over her wealth. How much are you worth, Nancy? And she shot back, we're not going to talk about that. And I say the word shot back loosely. I apologize for those anti-gunners listening to the show. So that's what she does. So it turned into a free-for-all scream match in one of her town hall meetings from the uber-socialists within the Democrat Party. that are obviously racked with class envy. What do you think about that kind of politics, Miles?
Well, to me, I think Nancy kind of brings it upon herself, right? I mean, how much has she justified over the years by playing the class card?
I agree with you on that. She absolutely plays the card, and, you know, hate the 1%. Who's Donald Trump is helping the 1%. Has been, by the way, before Trump, it was a cascade of other conservatives that she lambasted for their helping folks that are actually in her class. And I got to tell you, the flip side of that is that when she talks about poor folks, her words, by the way, it's with her nose in the air. So she's really bought into the classism thing, but seems to hold herself out of that stairway, that economic scale. But when I looked at the article, I took a different view of it. So help me out. When was it in the United States that we started chastising success? How did we get to a point where it is not a good thing to be successful?
I believe this goes back years ago. Who was it that said that people that have worked hard have won life's lottery? And that somehow their skills came by some lottery as opposed to, well, you know what? It goes back to a conversation I had with my son one time.
Okay.
When he said, well, Dad, you're just good at math.
Right.
And I said, dude, do you think I fell out of my mom and I already knew math?
Right. Yep.
Is that how you think this happened?
You were born that day with a degree in mathematics. I remember it well. See, now my view of it is, obviously, buying right into your story, because I watched you work your butt off. It didn't happen stance. I will agree with him on one hand. You've got a natural skill that I don't have. On the other hand, I probably have a few skills that you don't, and I think that's how I was raised, that everyone's got something to bring to the table. It's not necessarily the same thing. But no matter who you are, you're going to have to work to be successful. But I read this article, and you can read it. It's in theamericanmirror.com. And yes, I did corroborate it by finding other sources, including CNN. But when I read it, I get the idea about Nancy and that she's done this to herself, and she calls to her corner uber socialists. And so that's what she gets, is that. But I'm reading it going, wowzers, I thought we should be cheerleaders for success. You made it, good for you. Hot dog, how did you do it so that I can do it too? I don't understand a country where we look at someone that's done well and want to be mean-spirited about it, rather than Jim King, you know him, good longtime friend of mine. His response to someone that did something good, I remember the first time I heard him say it, I went, wow, that's really unique, because it's not normal anymore. Somebody had really done some successful thing, and Jim King, he's going, good for you. Man, good for you. I feel good for you. I'm going, wow, how often is that? Because usually it's the contrary. People, yeah, congratulations, and they walk away grumbling because it wasn't them. I think that's like a cultural thing that we've got to get ourselves beyond.
Yeah, it's one thing to be competitive. It's another thing if you can't celebrate someone else's genuine success.
Absolutely.
As opposed to an evil success,
right,
which is completely different.
Absolutely agree. Now, if you've listened to, do you ever listen to Dave Ramsey?
No.
I do. He's on the radio when I'm leaving Renegade River late in the evening, so I do on an occasion. It's about a 10-minute drive, so that's about how long I hear the show every day. But on an occasion, he'll run an episode where it's just talking to millionaires. And the overwhelming majority of millionaires in the United States, I mean the overwhelming majority, are self-made. And most of them earned what we identify, here's some classism for you folks, identify what we refer to as middle-class income. So they're not out making $1 million a year and became a millionaire. That's what Johnny Carson used to joke about. In truth, what they are is they're folks that spend their money wisely. That's literally what their secret is. They live frugally, and they bank their money. And all of a sudden, they're a millionaire, and we got to hate them for it. Well, I don't hate them. I say good for you. I wished I could have some self-control to put me in that position, rather than saying, gosh darn it, why'd you do that? Hey, Brian?
Just people have a plan. They have a goal and plan, and they stick to a 5-year
projection in their life, sure. and they find ways of achieving these goals, and then they accomplish it, and it kind of builds on that.
So it's a cliche truth to say if you want to end up somewhere, you sit down and say, where am I going to be, medium, short term, long term? Let me lay out a path to get to that, and then actually follow that path. It is rare, and it is just as rare to find someone that's successful that you can point to and say, wow, good for you. But they followed the path, and they had to work hard. Miles, you didn't end up with a really wonderful job and 3 degrees by sitting out on the back deck with a Mai Tai thinking, jeepers, this is easy.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. I just think it's destructive for us to have a classism culture that, frankly, in my view, it seeks to emulate failure and chastise success. I don't know why we would want to embrace that kind of culture. On either side of the aisle, by the way, on either side of the divide, or as I now refer to it as on any of the panes of the fractured glass, I don't know why we would want to emulate failure. And what am I talking about when I say that? Oh, folks, you know. You know what I'm talking about. You only need to watch about an hour worth of broadcast television to get an idea of what I'm saying when I say that we seem to be seeking to emulate failure and chastise success. That's how I see it. I can't stand Pelosi, by the way, but that doesn't make me want to say, jeepers, I wish you were poor. Why would I want to wish that?
It doesn't make sense to me how you get so many of these successful people on the left in politics, and they don't want to promote their success and show people how to be successful like them. They say, it's okay, we'll take care of you. It's like everybody else isn't able to take care of themselves, their constituents, so let government take care of you.
The assumption is twofold. First off, folks, that you're too stupid. It's a good thing for you that they're here to take care of you. The other one is that they need to have a dependent class. That's what keeps them in power. It's the same thing as the evil black guns. Forget the fact that there was somebody on the trigger. Forget all of the facts of the story. Just focus on the gun. And you go, really? That's what we need to do as a culture is focus on this rather than all the facts? It befuddles me that there's such a large swath of the land of the folks that think that that's what we need to do is focus on a mechanism or focus on the person's wealth and they must be greedy and evil. Well, yeah, no, they work their butt off. You should work your butt off because, look, it works. They're proof. It works. So, listen, folks, Miles, we got to go to a break, and folks, we'll be right back.
So, how are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend-down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, host of the Income Generation television program, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend-down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend-down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message by calling 866-913-1234. Don't let market volatility ruin your retirement. Become part of the income generation. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now for your free book.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more. Store
where service is the difference.
We get it.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to a time when our country can't make aluminum and steel, and somebody said it before, and I will tell you, you almost don't have much of a country. Because without steel and aluminum, your country's not the same.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the White House. Now, the president met with members of the steel and aluminum industry, and he did say he will be imposing stiff and sweeping tariffs on imports of steel, and this was one of the president's key campaign promises as he wanted to get tough on foreign competitors in that market. Currently going on at the White House, President Donald Trump is hosting a summit on opioids. A number of senior administration officials will join about 200 participants from across the nation, including Americans who have suffered from opioid abuse or watched as loved ones struggled with such an addiction. For all of these stories and more, please remember, check out USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are right in the middle of it.
We are absolutely in it, folks. Miles Bauer, my co-host. Miles, let's take a proverbial fun trip to California for a minute. California Assemblywoman Christina Garcia denies groping accusations. She's being asked to resign. Listen, the fun part about this story is that she was is in the forefront of the Me Too movement. And now she herself is facing groping charges. In fact, a number of, not just one, a number of groping charges. Some fella in this interview, I'm reading it on CBSnews.com, and he's talking about a story where they're at a softball game and she's grabbing him. There's that word again. I wonder if she uses Donald Trump's words. I'm just asking because that is effectively what she was doing, only to a male. Jeepers. And she was really upset about it when he used those words. What do you think, Miles? Is there no hypocrisy, or are we all just humans and they forget that when they're on the political stump? What do you make of these stories?
Well, I think, you know, it somewhat goes to the idea that you have to define what is sexual harassment. Because if I potentially go up and I put my hand on your wife's shoulder,
yep,
some people might point to that and say, oh, Miles just sexually harassed Mike's wife.
True. Absolutely. And if you held the door open for her and said, let me get that for you, dear, that would be also construed as sexual harassment. In this case, the interviewer is a person named Villarreal. He asks, she touched you sexually? And the fellow replies, yeah, her hand dropped down, she touched, she grabbed my butt, she touched, and I spun to turn around, and as I turned, she tried to reach for my crotch, and she did. And you're reading, this is a state assemblywoman from California, part of the Me Too thing. Maybe she misinterpreted what it meant to say Me Too. Maybe she thought, I want to do that. I'm sorry. Yep. It's just sometimes you got to, it's laughable. It is. But she's not going to resign. She's not going to retreat from her position. She's going to remain in the forefront of the Me Too movement, which I'm sorry, folks, it's laughable. Some of this stuff, and it goes to your point, Miles, some of this stuff just denies humanity and that folks, the genders are opposite. I don't care how many genders you think there are. It's still a binary system. I know I'm going to get in trouble. There's men and there's women. And sometimes in the course of life, there is what that is. And obviously, groping shouldn't exist. Obviously, to your point, being friendly to your co-host's wife is not sexual harassment. I don't know where the line is. I know that she crossed it and she's not retreating. She's doing exactly what she lambasted a number of other folks did. And I don't know how the rest of the folks in the Me Too movement can look at her and say, wait a minute, you're not one of us. Or maybe she is. Maybe she is one of them. What do you think, Miles?
I noticed in reviewing some articles, remember the talk show host Tavis Smiley on PBS?
Yep.
Even he was fired over harassment allegations, and now he's planning to go back and sue.
Well,
stunning.
Yeah, and he probably should, because it goes to your point. If you're being friendly to somebody, and by the way, I mean the word literally, not facetiously. When you're being friendly with someone, and that someone happens to be a member of the opposite sex, if you're just being courteous and friendly, that's not sexual harassment. And to call it what it is to try to drive us all into little shells, and where we all connect, we must sit at home and work on our computers because we can't possibly work together. It gets a little bit, to your words, it's a gigantic nothing burger, but the hypocrisy of it is somewhat humorous, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and that isn't to downplay genuine harassment. I don't think either of us are trying to excuse genuine harassment.
Absolutely,
it's
you're
just
correct.
It's just that for political reasons, a certain side of the aisle is trying to blur the line about what harassment is or isn't.
If I patted you on the shoulder and say, what, we're at a softball game, and I pat you on the shoulder, let's say it's your Madam Never Trumper, your wife, I pat her on the shoulder, we're all at a softball game, great job, me doing my Jim King impersonation, great job, wow, I feel good that you did that, that's not harassment. Now, if I reached on and grabbed her on the butt, that probably is. But they, to your point, they are really trying to blur these lines. They are absolutely trying to blur the lines, in my view.
And do you think that they're doing that because of a specific president?
Yes, I do. I think that all of this has to do with 2018 and 2020. They're out of issues. The economy is pounding them because it's good. Keeping in mind, folks, they cannot win if we have a successful economy. Rutro, we have a successful economy. And they cannot win. They have to find another issue. Their always go-to is misogynism. By the way, 5 years ago, most of the folks never heard of that word. Now it's a daily word in the news. And so you're either a racist or you're a misogynist, or if you're a double bubble, you're both of them. All of this is how they're trying to paint Donald Trump for his history. But she is doing, this lady here, has done everything, not that we think Trump did, she's doing everything that they accused Trump of doing, and somehow that's acceptable. The Democratic Party in California is not asking her to step down, but the Democratic Party nationally demanded that Republicans ask Trump to step down. Think about that. I mean, sometimes you just go, what? How can that we? He's guilty because you've accused him. She's guilty with witnesses that are saying this, and it's all the same, but it's different. And no, it's not different, folks. But to your point, Miles, if this was anybody but Trump, we wouldn't have any of these conversations.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, a lot, to your point, they have got to set the stage to be able to run on something, as opposed to their last candidate in 2016 that just ran on, well, I'm not him.
Right. That was her claim to fame, is she's not him, and she's right. Because if she were him and did win, if she won, not being him, we would still have Obama's economy. I don't know about you, but Renegade River does not want Obama's economy. I'm just saying.
Well, and I think that it goes to the point, regardless of who you are, the same way as Trump still ran. He still went out to the people and made his rallies and made his speeches.
Right.
Hillary just thought, well, I'm just going to glide to the office, and it didn't turn out that way.
No, she really truly thought that she just had it in the bag. Trips like if you look how they looked at the state of Michigan, where the show was broadcast from, they looked at the state of Michigan like, oh, no, we've got that state. We're all good to go. They made one final lap, really brief stop here, and just assumed it. Folks, I don't know about you, but I don't want a candidate, any candidate, mine or yours, assuming my vote. They got to earn it. Tell me what they're going to do. Prove it to me. Show me. And she was unable to do that with her side. She just thought, well, I'm Hillary. Of course I'm going to win. Why would you think that? It's my show. This is me. I'm going to win it. Wrong.
And even when you listen to her speeches, again, she wasn't running on anything. She was just, Trump's bad. Trump's really super bad.
Right.
And we just need to keep what Obama started going.
Right. But that's what the 2018 election cycle, at least early on, is shaping up to be. He's bad and we need to control him. Well, folks, I don't want you controlling what he's doing with the economy. That's what I'm saying to you. I don't want that. And I think that's why you're seeing dramatic shifts in the polls of what was early in the year. And in the course of 45 days, those polls have already started a tidal wave shift away from that type of rhetoric. So,
and you're starting to see in the polls that the tax cuts are kicking in. People are actually feeling it, and that there is a vast more folks that are positive about the tax cuts than the ones that are negative about it.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly 1 million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com.
It has returned. I'm talking about the Enigma Report.
Folks, there is an enigma that we've got to wrestle with. Miles Bauer, my co-host, helped me with this as I run through it. The recent Mueller indictments say we're being manipulated, that Russia sought to foment angst, anger, and division, an attack on our society, on our democratic republic, pitting all sides against each other, and our media has been parroting that nonsense. Most agree we're unusually divided in our views of the path forward. There's anger, frustration, and fear, but if we recognize the level of angst we see and feel, and it's in any part at all the result of a concerted foreign effort, wouldn't it be logical, reasonable for us to slow down, get our feet back on the ground and listen to each other? First, listen to each other before listening to them. Must everything be uber-partisan, or is there still room for ears to listen in the room? Good news, it won't be Russia, China, or our media that decides this for us. We hold the choice of being reasonable or not. That choice is always ours unless we wait too long. Miles, what say you on this topic?
Yeah, I find it fascinating how our enemies have figured out if we can just divide them all up. And I think you and I have talked about this even from the Democrat perspective about wanting to break us up into tribes via identity politics. And isn't it interesting how the Russians now appear to be siding with the Democrats to say, yeah, let's go with that identity politics thing, because if we can tear the country down by breaking it up and to where they're not unified, then that just helps us.
One of the folks from their troll tank in Russia indicated that everything in the indictments that came down, the 13, not the 14th, he was referring specifically to the 13 indictments, he said that everything that came from those had already been written in an October publication from the actual troll think tank there in Russia. So, in other words, we didn't learn anything. You and I didn't know it. The folks across the fruited plain didn't know it. But evidently the media was aware of it because it was a publication that they would have had access to. Obviously the FBI read it because it was too coincidental to suggest that the indictments, the way they listed them and the names that they listed, were right out of that article. I mean, when you sit and watch this stuff, listen, it goes exactly to your point. The folks that are the enemies of the United States are, I mean, any reasonable mind could say, yes, they're the only way they're going to defeat us, to divide us. Our founders talked about that. These things are not new. It was in the publication that, and you can read it online from the Congressional Record from 1963. Several of the items, when the guy was, and I can't think of his name, he was a congressman, read off 43 items of the things that the Soviets then were going to use to topple us. Several of the items on that directly, specifically related to altering our view of each other and to foment angst. This is what we're seeing. So now we're, and I'm not, yeah, I guess I am calling it a conspiracy. I hate to use that word. But folks, we've known this all along. Anybody willing to look, it's been accessible in the public arena. We on this show have talked about, goes to your point, Miles, how hard the Democrats have worked at dividing with their identity politics. There's nothing that comes out of identity politics other than division. The misogyny thing, the you're a groper, no, you're a groper, and the groper, the person doing the accusing is the groper. And it gets to the point where you go, holy mackerel, no wonder regular Americans forget their party ideology or leaning. Regular folks are saying, I've had enough, change the channel. And I don't blame them, but when we know it's coming from folks that are trying to defeat us, can't we be intelligent enough to pause and say, you know what? We can calm down here for a minute, and we can actually have a conversation. Isn't that the correct path going forward, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine to have differing views and differing opinions, provided that you stay engaged and you stay in the debate or the exchange of ideas. But right. when you're so passionate about your beliefs that you begin to isolate yourself and say, well, then I'm just not even going to. Kind of like the lady in the gun shop when she tried to go in there and have a conversation, but then she just threw up her hands and retreated.
She did. And listen, folks, it was a really brief conversation. I started out early in that really brief dialogue genuinely being impressed that somebody that doesn't agree with what I do for a living and in probably the show, was willing to come in and say, I'd like to ask questions. I want to learn. I was impressed. My impressed kind of waned quickly when she didn't like the answers. And my answers were very, very politely, because keep in mind, I was gratified that somebody reached out for an honest conversation. I was disappointed when I found that that was not what the agenda was whatsoever. But I've got folks, so I've talked about it often on the air, that are Democrats that are far more liberal than I am, and they come into the store, and I meet them in social life. I have great conversations with them. I like them. I respect them. We don't agree on a few issues, but we can have an intellectual conversation about our differences. It doesn't boil down into F-bombs. It doesn't boil down into accusations of sexual misconduct. It doesn't boil down to uglinesses and you're racist. Those things, they don't enter into the dialogue. We just differ on some opinions. Sometimes I move them. And by the way, sometimes they move me. That's what you get when you can have an honest, intellectual conversation, is you have movement. I would say some folks don't want that. They want status quo. Maybe it goes to your point all along, Miles, that the establishment is really behind this, not putting words in your mouth, so correct me when I'm done here. But the establishment doesn't want movement. They don't want any darn change at all, the establishment being the top of either party, and whoever's enjoying the ride like mass media. They don't want any kind of intellectual exchange. Is that a fair question to at least pose?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when they ram candidates down either side's throat, i.e., you know, everybody voted for Bernie, but Bernie didn't make it. So what does that say about their side? And let's not talk about all the times we got candidates run down our throats. Hello, McPain.
I get it. My only pushback is that anybody that doesn't like the candidate in their party should announce their own candidacy. That's part one. But it does, one of the things I do pick up on and agree with you on is, and we've talked about it back at the time a lot, but Bernie had the appeal of grassroots in that party. That's how it appeared to me. And what we ran into as an educational lesson for all of us is the concept called superdelegates. How I interpret that process in superdelegate is that just in case the folks are really stupid, we've got these superdelegates, and we're not going to let them be that dumb. Don't worry about it. Is that how you interpreted it?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm so thankful that the Republican Party doesn't have that garbage.
No. But even then, we had the normal angst that you would expect in a multi-candidate primary. But I chaired one of the caucuses, and Trump was not, by the way, Trump didn't win the second district. That said, there was no shenanigans, there was no nonsense, there was no trickery. And I understand to your point before you make it that there were a couple states where that wasn't the case in. I get that, Colorado. But Colorado has since then changed how they do things. And none of us across the United States, at least on the Republican side, have ever had, I take that back, years and years ago we had superdelegates, and we got rid of them because the concept is ugly. That was way before I got involved. So to your point, I'm glad I'm not a Democrat, because I would have felt grossly insulted by that concept.
Well, and I mean, and now that we're learning some of the shenanigans going on to make sure he didn't actually succeed, and to your point about that, the grassroots really supported this guy. I mean,
right.
Then why even go out and vote then if they're going to do this to you?
Right, and they've still got him on their list of top 15, at least as of a show about 3 weeks ago when I read it. But for me, the greater part of this enigma is that when folks on both sides of the aisle and all ideologies, when you are now aware that Russia used, to whatever level you want to paint it, that we can debate that for five shows, but to whatever level you want to paint their engagement, and by the way, Russia wasn't the only one tampering with what they were doing as causing imagery and angst by doing the Never Trumper pickets outside Trump rallies and then even outside of Trump Tower the day after the election, where they fomented it, they paid for it. Now, we all know that these things happen on both sides of the aisle with almost all of the candidates. As a people, it would seem like we can say, you know what, we're smarter than that. We're going to push back on that, and we're not going to let you, the Russians, the Chinese, or our own media divide us anymore. I pray that we're smart enough to do that. So, listen, I'm hearing music, so I gotta tell you. First off, Miles, I know that you're busy up there with your job. Thank you very much for taking time out and being a part of this show. Folks, thank you very, very much for tuning in. Find us at themikehewittshow.com. Follow us on Facebook. And also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at TalkMikeHewitt. Again, thank you very, very much. And we will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Michigan time. See you then, folks. Have a great day.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home, then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
I think we've been involved more than any administration by far. It's a problem that's growing. And drugs are a similar but different problem in the sense that we have pushers and we have drug dealers that don't, I mean, they kill hundreds and hundreds of people. And most of them don't even go to jail. You know, if you shoot one person, they give you life. They give you the death penalty.
Just some of the highlights from President Donald Trump's remarks today at the White House as a major summit was held on opioids. A number of senior administration officials joined about 200 participants from across the nation, including Americans who have suffered with opioid abuse or watched as loved ones have struggled with such an addiction. President Donald Trump also said today that he will unveil steep tariffs on imports of aluminum and steel. This sent the stock market plunging as the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost over 400 points and ended the day at 24,608. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care coverage. They're joining MediShare and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online.